Live across this big, brown, flat, mysterious, crazy country, it's Martin Malloy with McMalloy and Tony Martin.
Yes, they've let us come back and do a second show. So we're bringing with us that impish scallywag, Jamoan. He'll be joining us on the show, and that should give you an idea as to what today's challenge will be on Radio Gladiators. That's coming up, along with a trip behind the scenes of that new supermodel eatery in New York, the Fashion Cafe. We'll be giving you a chance to win a trip there, in fact, simply by opening the Million Dollar Lunchbox, our tasteful new competition. Also, we'll be checking out the Pope's new video. That's all coming up over the next couple of hours here on Martin Malloy, courtesy of our close personal new sleeping partners, Telecom MobileNet Digital. And opening up another edition of Martin Malloy. And what was Jimmy Barnes saying? Let's make it last all night. Let's see him make $4 million last. See how long he can make that last. This is our second show. There was a bit of confusion, Mick. I when the people here said come and do a show, I thought it was just like a show. I didn't know we'd be expected to come back every day.
How long is this going to go on for?
Quite frankly, I think our best work's behind us. I'm a little bit jaded indeed about the whole project.
Indeed. I'm just, you know, I'm sick of the industry, really.
There's been a lot of reaction to our first show. A lot of complaints, mainly. A lot of people talking about our competition, the Million Dollar Lunchbox. People saying it's crass and tasteless. We don't think so. We prefer to think of it as a
delightfully sophisticated piece of toilet humour.
And there's plenty more where that came from.
Indeed.
Fabulous prize, though. You can win a trip for two to the Fashion Cafe, which is the new kind of supermodel joint over there in New York. Have you been checking out the place, Mick? What's the story?
I've been fascinated by the concept of this restaurant, Tone. I've been watching, you know, film of it coming in from the overnight news. And, of course, your hosts at the Fashion Cafe are Elle McPherson, Claudia Schiffer, Naomi Campbell, three of Europe's finest chefs, I think you'll agree. And I watched all this footage, and there they are. They're in the kitchen cooking up a mess of catfish, and they're out there delivering tables. And I had a look at that, and I thought, do you reckon they deliver?
Because
to your house, that'd make a pleasant change, wouldn't it? You know, instead of some greasy guy in a van with a soggy box of pizza, you'd have, well, three bikini-clad supermodels pulling up in an open-top convertible. One of them would hand you your food while the other two, I don't know, giggled and threw a beach ball to each other. That'd sound about right, wouldn't it? I don't know. Tone, would you go?
Well, there's probably some sort of dress code, I would imagine. You can't just show up in the tracky dacks like on this program.
Thank you.
Are you going to go yourself? Give it a look?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd go just to have a look at the crew member of the month photo, Tone. 1 month it'd, say, be Naomi Campbell in hot pants cooking up some fries. Or say, next month, a topless Claudia Schiffer flipping pancakes. And the beauty of that is, at the end of the year, you could release it as a calendar.
Of course.
Indeed. But look, I should stress, it is serious. We are offering the opportunity to go there, to dine in these luxurious environs in New York, but I must point out that this is a theme restaurant. It is based around the modelling industry, so there are a few rules.
Yeah, what sort of thing?
Well, after you've eaten your food, you've got to rush to the toilet and throw it up.
These are the easy listening sounds of Martin Malloy on Today FM.
To With or Without You at 19 past 5 on Martin Malloy. You might be wondering who we are.
Can I go first? I'm Mick Malloy.
That's right, and I'm Tony Martin, your radio buddies.
Yeah. Think of us as your little chumbly bums. Coming at you on the airwaves.
Keeping you company on the big drive home. It's all part of our big comedy clubhouse of the airwaves. That's what it is. Now, Mick, there's a pretty serious story I have to turn your attention to.
I'm putting my serious hat on now.
This has come through today. An independent inquiry will be held into allegations of humiliation and physical abuse of child gymnasts at the Australian Institute of Sport in Canberra.
Well, I don't want to be the one to say, I told you so, but I told you so. I've been mounting this campaign for years, but no one would listen. No one would listen to me when I tried to point this out. Abuse of these kids at the AIS has been rife for years.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a catalogue of claims. They've been verbally chastised, kept from their parents, forced to do those commercials with Lisa Curry Kenny.
Oh.
I could go on!
No young kiddie needs that. Listen to this. Parents allege one of the coaches punished young girls if they put on weight by forcing them to run in the sauna fully clothed. Parents are also unhappy that many were forced to run while holding a pair of scissors. No parent wants to see that. But you know what the problem is here?
It's the Australian Institute of Sport. They're nutcases.
I hear you.
They're complete Fruit Loops. They're all crazed on Nutri-Grain. You know, they're high on Sultana brand. Everyone at that place's nerves are shot from the pressure of creating Kellogg's Just Right. The testing process went on for years. No one could agree. Some said it was too heavy. Some said it was too light. That boat sank. There were slap fights.
It just goes on.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this story as the week
goes on. Tip of the iceberg, huh?
It is indeed. Now, another story we were talking about yesterday at this time was, of course, the headless statue controversy. And it's kind of getting old news now, but we've had a lot of faxes of support from monarchists today.
A crazy bunch, aren't they?
You know what it is out there? It's monarchy. It's complete and utter monarchy on the streets of Australia. And there's a letter today in one of the newspapers, and I love a letter. I'll read any letter that starts with, "Now that common sense has prevailed." Listen to this. "Now that common sense has prevailed and Greg Taylor's nude sculptures of the Queen and Prince Philip have been removed from Canberra, it would be fitting if they were replaced with nude statues of Paul and Anita Keating, and to keep them company, Bob and Blanche." Now, I don't know if we want to see nude statues of Bob and Blanche, but we could probably get the real Bob and Blanche to sit there nude for, what, about 10 grand and a couple of free wind cheaters.
You know what you've got to pay me at today.
That's the real McCoy. And Mickey, let's hear some of these newfound radio skills that you've been boning up on.
All right, I've been practicing, too.
Let's hear it.
Okay, punters, it's 5:26 and you're listening to the dulcet tones of Martin Molloy. Don't go away, we'll be back after this.
Tightly high heating bills? Tried gas and electricity and been disappointed with the results? Then why not have your home completely heated by the steamy Latin sexuality of Jimmy Smits? Here's what one satisfied customer had to say.
Ever since we installed Jimmy Smits, our heating bills have dropped dramatically. His smouldering sensuality heats every room in the house at a fraction of the cost of gas or electricity. It's economical, attractive, and surprisingly well hung, and much more effective than that old Ricardo Montalban we used to have. Thank you, Jimmy Smits.
If you'd like to know more, call the JSEC, the Jimmy Smits Electricity Corporation. Next week, how you can light your driveway or pool area with the incandescent Meryl Streep.
Hi, this is Oscar from Harris Park. You're listening to Martin Molloy on Today FM.
Hey, mateys, that was UB40 with Where Did I Go Wrong?
That's enough, Mickey. Leave it to the professionals. I've hosted high school of Steadfords. Just leave it to me. That was UB40, and it's about 31 minutes past five here on Martin Molloy. And still in the news, Mick, the very controversial comments by Judge Jeffrey Spender.
He has stirred up a hornet's nest, Tone. Very interesting indeed.
What did he say again?
Oh, I think he said it's not uncommon or unknown for women to sleep their way to the top.
Interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting, considering I've done some research and I've found out that there are actually no females higher than him in the judiciary.
Right, so that's where these women draw the line.
Indeed.
With the spend. I tell you what, I have a bit of a respect for any woman who's willing to sleep her way to the bottom. That's what I like to see.
Best part of the show so far!
This is Martin Molloy.
Hi. On Martin Molloy, it's 18 minutes to 6 o'clock, that was always. Bit of a teary ballad, I'm sort of...
I was a million miles away, Tone.
Transported there.
To a magical land of Bon Jovi.
Indeed. And Jamoan's on his way here, I think, at the moment. We're going to be talking to Jamoan in about 25 minutes, I think. And he's now an Australian, I think, Mick.
Does that mean he's been naturalised?
That's right. You have to do all that stuff. You have to stand in a room with a lot of other new Australians and you have to say that limerick. you have to swear allegiance to Australia, to the flag, to Barnsley.
To Barnsley.
To Ray Martin, to Meadow Lee Margarine or something like that. All the great Australian things. You have to, I think you also have to be paddled on the bare buttocks by the Governor-General. Branch of the Wattle, something like that. But this is what Jamoan's done. He's now an Australian.
That's fine. He's made a gesture. He's done all those things. But tell me this. Has he got rid of that stupid voice, that quirky little accent of his? What he's famous for.
I thought he would have dropped it now that he's Australian, but he's hung on to it. And to me, that sounds like a cue for...
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
And that brief silence was brought to us by our very good friends at Telecom Mobile Net Digital.
Very good.
Sounds like a cue for a pregnant pause, didn't it?
It does indeed. The challenge today, people, is we want to hear you do an impression of that impish Irish scallywag Jamoan. You know his
you
work.
You mentioned rogue.
Roguish Irish bloke. You've got to phone up and do kind of a Jamoan accent and just make up your own kind of whimsical Jamoan-style gag.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who does the most convincing Jamoan will win a fabulous $300 Jeans West voucher.
Jiminy cricket.
You can win all that. So call us now with your Jamoan on 1-800-657-657. From anywhere in the country on 1-800-657-657.
Wasting valuable time with Martin Molloy on Today FM.
Dean Dion on the all-new Martin Molloy at 8 minutes to six, and we're in the middle of Radio Gladiators. Our challenge today, we want to hear you do your impression of Jamoan, and we've got plenty of Jamoans on the line now, and our first call, I believe it's Jason.
Yeah, how's it going?
Not bad. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Let's hear your Jamoan.
Okay. Jenny was just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium wouldn't help that fast as hey, babe. Take a walk on the wild side. And the colour girls go,
Of course, we have to have that bit. Okay, thanks, Jason. Very good. Caller number two. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Let's hear your Jamoan.
All right. In Australia, you have coos, but you meant to say cows. And then if you fall on your bum, you meant to fall on your bum.
That's very nice, Jason. Do you actually write for Jamoan?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, let's see if we've got any contestants who aren't called Jason. Let's see on line three. I believe it's Greg.
Yes.
Greg.
How you going?
How are you, matey?
Doing well.
You got a bit of an Aussie accent there. This could be a bit of a stretch for you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Let's hear your Jamoan.
Okay, Josh. I was having a great time, you know. It's been actually, it's not far ago, you know. Fantastic.
It's Jamoan on Valium. On helium, sorry.
Fantastic additional.
I think that's Jamoan's mum. Okay.
It's Jamoan doing Mickey Mouse.
All right, I think we've got time for one more caller. Hello.
Mick. Tony.
Who's that?
Who do you think it is?
Who?
It's me, Jamoan. I'll be there in 5 minutes, all right? Just coming up the street.
You're the real Jamoan, are you?
Sure. That's the worst Jamoan I've ever heard.
Very good,
pal.
Very good. So I'll see you in 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, sure. Nut. Hopeless.
Well, in lieu of that, I think we've got to say Jason, number one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Jason, number one. You're our man.
Unreal.
You were far and away.
That's right.
Far and away.
The most convincing Jamoan.
You've scored the $300 Jeans West voucher. It's all yours. You can buy as many pairs of jeans as you want. And people, we'll have another challenge tomorrow. Stay tuned for the next hour. We'll have the real Jamoan. And, of course, we'll also be playing Million Dollar Lunchbox, all courtesy of Telecom Mobile Net Digital. News is on the way. Big Hour, we'll be giving you the chance to win a trip for two to New York simply by abandoning your normal concepts of good taste and taking a plunge into the Million Dollar Lunchbox. But first up, Jamoan joins us for a bit of a celebrity chinwag. That's next on Martin Molloy.
Piece of base, it's 6:07 on Martin Molloy, and we're doing our very best. We're the new tenants here in this time slot. We're doing our very best not to break any of the furniture or stain anything. Look at this news. It's just come through about the Doobie Brothers. Have you heard about this, Mick? There's been some kind
of... No, but I'm all ears.
Because you love the Doobies.
Oh, yeah. Can't get enough, Tone.
No, I know it. But apparently a truck, part of their tour is... burnt to the ground or crashed or something on the Nullarbor. Apparently you just can't drive anywhere for flaming Doobie Brothers. It's just Doobie Brothers everywhere. Look out, there's another Doobie Brother! So be careful if you're crossing the Nullarbor. Look out for musicians. Oh, well, look, I think we have to bring him in because we've been having a lot of fun at his expense today. So let's welcome him. Not a pretend put-on voice. No, it's the real man himself. Here's Jamoan. And thanks for coming in and being part of our second ever show.
Not a problem.
And we'd like to apologise for those impressions earlier. That was our listeners. You know, they're incorrigible.
Shocking business.
They're a bad bunch, aren't they, Jamoan? There's a few bad eggs in there, I'm afraid.
No one can actually do me. Not even me dad can't even do me.
Really? Has he tried?
He can't get it right at all. He's just got this Australian accent.
So, Jamoan, what are you up to at the moment?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just hanging around until Sunday, and then I'm going to take a week off. Mm-hmm. Go to Thailand, kicked back on PP Island, where they made one of the James Bond movies. Which
really?
One? Which one?
That would be PP. Live and Die.
PP.
The island's so nice, they named it twice. Thanks for covering, Mick. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Travel, you're no stranger to travel because you spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah.
So you sort of like stand-up? Is that your preferred option at this stage, to the telly or radio?
Yeah, well, I've never done radio apart from come on and be a guest. No, that's a lie. I was on Fox for a week once and they got rid of me after Wednesday.
Longer than us.
So I was doing well. Yeah. But, well, you know, if it's like, if you stop doing stand-up, you know, you fall away from it.
Yeah.
So I think no matter what I do, even if I do, like, television, I'm always like to keep my hand in or on a bit of stand-up.
You were actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but we were touring together in Tasmania. I was supporting you.
Yes,
and
I believe that was you, yes.
Indeed, half of the time. And when you told me of a story, you were actually on stage when the Gulf War broke out. Was that in England?
Yeah. Well, I thought that'd be really strange, you know, the fact that the war broke out. I remember the police overtaking us and we were speeding. I thought, well, it doesn't matter now because war's broken out. And I thought really, you know, like, you know, I really thought it'd be just totally different, the fact that there was war. And I got to this, gig and it was the Pebble Mill, I don't know if you know, which is the BBC station at Birmingham.
Right, no.
And, and some people do. But I got on stage, you know, and as I walked on stage, a whole group of about 10 people, you know, like, we just switched. As I got on stage, they just walked away, you know, they were sitting in the front, they walked away. So there was a big hole at the front. And then I started chatting, you know, and it was going nowhere, absolutely nowhere. And I said what I thought was a funny thing. I said, what's wrong? And they said, oh, war's broken out. And I said, well, no one's died yet. In fact, I'm the only person that's died so far.
You were the first casualty of the Gulf War. There's a memorial plaque up there. All right, well, Jermone's got an album out, and we'll be back to talk about the album after this on Martin Malloy.
You know, Malloy's almost as good as the top 30. It's coming up at 7 o'clock.
Malloy, the program that means well, on Today FM.
It's 19 after 6. That's the Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy, here on
Martin Malloy.
And Jermone's joined us on the panel. Now, I should ask you about this, Jermone. You mentioned your TV show. What's happened to it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be showing, I think they put it on Saturday. Starts Saturday, a year from Saturday.
But they've replaced... I tuned into your show and it was Inspector Frost or somebody. So that's the problem, not enough murders on your show. Every week you should have had someone bumped off, like, you know, this week, who shot Bob Franklin?
Yes, that's kind exactly. Of
and then get in a sort of old busybody detective to solve it before the end credits. That's where
you went
wrong.
You were there when we were making it. No, I don't really know. They put it up against... Well, they put it up against ER, which I'd never heard of at the time.
I thought it was
ER. There's one set in England now, actually, in western west coast of England, called OR. But OR, OR.
Oops, you've been caught with your pants down.
Should I give you an injection, OR? of course, it was getting slayed, you know.
So, because people love to see operations in progress instead of comedy, of course.
Yeah, I switched it over and I was watching it. And I wasn't even watching my own show.
Well, we look forward to seeing it a later date anyway.
Yeah, much later. No, I don't know. Hopefully sometime in May.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've also got an album out. This is your second one?
Yes.
How did the first one go?
It went all right as far as comedy albums go.
Yeah, because, see, we had a comedy album out a few years ago, and I thought it was doing all right till I popped into my local BP service station, and it was in a plastic bubble pack with, listen to this, the best of Kajagoogoo. It was, you could get both for about $5.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, that's the danger of the comedy albums.
Oh, no.
This one's got two. What's the story?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a double album. One side is Live at Edinburgh and the other one is songs that are recorded with David Campbell. You know David Campbell?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I've worked with David myself on occasion.
So, and yeah, we're doing the launch tonight at the Continental, which is like a one-off gig where I play some of the songs.
That's Continental in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Tonight. Get along if you get the chance.
Yeah.
And why is it called Crack?
Why is it called crack? Crack's an expression which means good fun, and it's very, very well known in Ireland, and no one knows it over here at all. So I've decided...
People often go to a pub in Ireland on the quality of the crack.
Exactly, yes, and they go looking for crack.
That's right.
Indeed.
Here it's... Like, have some crack.
Here it's like, you know, when the bloke comes to fix your fridge and he bends over and people go, crack, crack. That's a more common use of it.
That's one place where you can actually hold a CD crack.
Oh, no, we only use hands-off on this show.
All right. A rework of a very old joke, that one.
Well, thanks for coming in, Jamoan.
Not a problem, and thanks for plugging my CD and all that.
We might play a track off it now. So that was Jamoan, and here's some more Jamoan.
And I think, I'll tell you another thing, I think you should have different beeps on your horn for different occasions. Because, like, sometimes you'll beep the horn to say hello to a friend walking by in the street. And you beep, beep, beep. And other times you'll beep the horn to get a pigeon to move off the road. But it's the same beep. And it's very easy to get confused. And it happened to me recently. I was driving down the road and there was a pigeon in the middle of the road and I beeped the horn to get the pigeon to get out of the way. And the pigeon turned around and waved at me like it knew me.
Brand new from Melissa Etheridge here on Martin Malloy. If I wanted to at 26 minutes past six... Mickey, snap out of it. What's going on? What's going on?
Sorry,
what are you doing?
Sorry, mate.
It's a story.
I was a million miles away, you know. I was thinking of our good friends at Telecom Mobile Net.
Digital.
Oh, digital. Of course. I just love those guys. They know phones.
They sure do. They're the sponsors of this show, and they couldn't be prouder to be associated with this program, especially with segments like this one.
Martin Malloy, the only program that dares to open the $1 million lunchbox and gives you the chance to win. Here's how it works. Four Australian celebrities have been paid $1 million to anonymously record the following four celebrity sounds. After careful deliberation, Mick and Tony have selected the four names they feel could have produced the mystery eructations. All you have to do is guess the four names, wait till you hear Mick and Tony open the lunchbox and phone in. If one or more of your choices matches theirs, you go into the draw for a trip for two to New York for lunch at the Fashion Cafe. Okay, guys, lift the lid.
I think that's fairly self-explanatory.
Indeed.
It may be a tasteless idea, Mick, but I think what I like about it is it's quite tastefully presented. Like, you'll notice we never, ever use the F word.
We never use the F word. Nope. We never will.
No, we don't. Mm.
Mm. What is the F word?
No, we can't say the F word on the show. We can't say.
The fart word.
Oh, my God's sake. Oh, you got me a beauty. You've lowered the tone of the program. If you think you know who those four sounds could be, remember, we're not saying it is them. It's just who they could be. And if your guesses match ours, then you could be winning that fabulous prize. And all you have to do is call us now on 1-800-657-657 from anywhere up and down the big brown land on 1-800-657-657.
Today FM.
Touch, that's Genesis, and it's sure 29 minutes to 7 here on Martin Malloy. You've caught us in the middle of Million Dollar Lunchbox. Let's hear the four mystery sounds again. And now let's go to our contestant, Tony.
Yes.
You're ready to play Million Dollar Lunchbox?
Yep, sure I am.
You'd be a bit nervous, wouldn't you?
It's a tough task.
Okay,
tough
task. Let's get on with it. What are your four selections?
Okay, now, are they worldwide or just Australian?
No, Australian celebrities only.
Right, okay. Got to go for Barge Ass, number one.
Number two?
Number two, Al McPherson.
Number three?
Paul Keating.
Number four?
Bronwyn Bishop.
Nice choices, but none of them correct, I'm afraid, Tony.
Not one.
Not one, but you don't go away empty-handed. You're taking away a copy of the M People album, Bizarre Fruit.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
And I think Bizarre Fruit has actually been used to create some of the sound effects you're hearing. Well, thanks for playing Million Dollar Lunchbox, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Bad luck, and if you want to play, we'll be doing it again at the same time tomorrow.
This is Martin Malloy.
Hi, Andrew Denton here.
Hi, my name's Martin Malloy.
And so's mine.
On Today FM.
See you.
about Annie Lennox. She loves a laugh, doesn't she, Mickey?
Likes to finish her song with a bit of a cack. There's a woman who enjoys her work, Tone. As do we,
of course. And only because of our good friends at...
Telecom, Mobile Net, Digital.
What do you think they would have made of today's show?
Oh, I think that they're ringing each other up now.
What, having second thoughts? Is it too late to get out of this, guys?
They love us to death. If they're here now, they give us a big hug, Tone.
And I'm afraid that's pretty much all we've got time for.
Oh.
It's almost time to go, but I should just point out that those international casino swindlers, those international cheats, they've left the country, apparently. They've been taking our casinos by storm right
up and down. Good riddance to them.
Right up and down the eastern seaboard. And there's been a lot written about them, but what do you make of their techniques? What exactly were they doing? How were they cheating?
Before we get to that, Tone, what interests me is the way they're described in the press. You know, you go, they're known by Interpol, and you get the idea that they go around the world doing this kind of stuff, you know. And in your mind's eye, I suppose you kind of picture a David Niven or a James Bond-style character, but have a look at the picture in the paper, and it looks like the Super Mario Brothers have come to town, doesn't it? Oh, I'm quaking in my boots.
But how did they do it? What was their trick?
You mean the sting tone? How did they set up the sting?
Give us the details, and can it be done by our listeners?
All right, well, this is how they did it, right? We're at the roulette table. Picture this, and we've got the croupier up one end, and you've got you know, your video surveillance equipment overhead. They've positioned themselves rather discreetly at the bottom end of the table so they can nary be seen, okay? And then just at the last minute, one of them goes, look, behind you, behind you. And the croupier goes, where? Behind you. And it was subtle, and they must have worked on it for years.
Did they have a couple more, like, swindlers dressed in a pantomime horse walking just through the back, quite possibly?
We'll have to check the video.
But they've gone now. Chief Magistrate said he didn't have the power to run people out of town. Instead, he convicted the pair and fined them $1,000 each, advising... And although apparently they went, look over there, Mr. Judge, a naked Al McPherson. And when he looked back, the fine had been reduced to $10. Isn't that a great touch? But it's time for us to say goodbye. We'd like to thank all our guests, Jamoan, and all our bogus Jamoans today on Martin Malloy. And join us tomorrow when we'll be joined by Mark Curry, the star of Hanging with Mr. Cooper. He's visiting Australia for a bit of stand-up comedy. And he's also going to be a co-host at the Logie, so we'll be giving him a few pointers on that very prestigious job. But until tomorrow, remember, if you can't say something intelligent, come talk to us.
Martin Malloy is a misguided production in association with half-baked ideas and ill-conceived concepts, Proprietary Limited. Pete Smith speaking.